This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 27th June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. A warm evening is settling over Israel, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Temperatures are mild, making it a pleasant night to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, U.S.-backed Israel-Lebanon framework ties IDF pullout to Hezbollah disarmament, according to Ynet, just in. Also, the Times of Israel reports that the full text of the Israel-Lebanon framework deal includes a slight IDF pullback from earlier today. Also this hour, the U.S. strikes Iranian military sites after a drone attack on a commercial vessel, as reported by JNS earlier today. Separately, Israel-Lebanon talks extended another day with no finalized deal on IDF withdrawal. I-24 News reported from earlier today. And finally, Lebanon and Israel have signed a framework agreement to end hostilities, as noted by JTA in earlier reporting. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ynet Global, a news outlet, posted minutes ago about the U.S.-backed framework aiming to resolve Israel-Lebanon tensions through direct talks. Al Arabiya English quoted former Deputy Prime Minister of the Netherlands, Sigrid Kaag, who emphasized the importance of a political strategy for lasting peace in a post from earlier today. Jonathan Schanzer, a Middle East analyst, expressed satisfaction earlier today that the U.S. responded to Iranian provocations with targeted strikes. Now for more on those stories, starting with the U.S.-backed Israel-Lebanon framework. Ynet reports this agreement aims to resolve conflicts through direct negotiations. It includes plans to restore Lebanese army control in specific areas. This move is a significant effort towards peace and stability in the region. Turning to the U.S. military actions, JNS reported earlier today that the U.S. targeted Iranian missile, drone, and radar facilities. This follows an attack on a cargo ship in the Strait of Hormuz. This strike demonstrates the U.S.'s commitment to safeguarding international waterways. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel provided details on the Israel-Lebanon framework deal. A slight IDF pullback is part of initial steps to ensure security and sovereignty for both countries. This agreement marks a pivotal shift in regional diplomacy. Moving on to ongoing negotiations, talks between Israel and Lebanon have been extended, as stated by I-24 News. Both parties are expected to reconvene in Washington on Thursday. The delay indicates the complexities involved in reaching a consensus. Finally, JTA highlighted the signing of the framework agreement. Mediated by the Trump administration, it signifies a diplomatic achievement. However, Secretary of State Marco Rubio cautioned that significant work remains ahead. The agreement is a hopeful sign for sustained peace efforts. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business reports that Rani Zim Shopping Centers is expanding its operations. The company plans to double its presence in Al-Fam and Tira, showcasing growth in the retail sector. Separately, despite ongoing conflict, a penthouse in Nahariya has sold for 5 million shekels, according to Globes. This indicates a resilient real estate market in northern Israel. And finally, Intel CEO Lip Bhutan praised Israel's tech sector for its innovation and resilience, as reported by CTech. He noted how this culture continues to shape Intel's future amid regional challenges. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 7 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.